Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Kelly Ford in the morning.
I love you, Mom.
Hi, Mom.
Mom Match Game.
So we're going to give you a quote from one of your moms.
This will be
all
a fun game.
All you have to do tell us whose mom it is. Whose mom said that their son once came home sick and told her he wasn't drunk. He just had a bad hamburger.
I'm going to say that's Jeff's mom.
Got to be Jeff.
He'd gone out with his friends and they had had something to drink. And he came in and he was so ill. And he says, well, I think I had a bad hamburger at the fast food place. Now, when I was young, I remember saying to my mother, I think I had bad pizza. So I'm like, oh, wait, I've heard this story before.
The funny part about that is that, like, my 15-year-old brain thought that I totally pulled it off.
You thought you got away with
it. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, I mean, I was 16, 17-year-old. Yeah, I didn't know until then that it was that she was in on it.
Nice.
Blame it on a bad hamburger.
Yeah.
Which mom said her son's sibling or siblings always claimed he was the favorite?
Trevor.
He was your favorite, right?
No favorites, but his sister's always claiming he's my favorite.
I don't think my siblings ever claim that. I think she's just trying to tell you that I'm her favorite.
Which mom said her son is a person worthy of your friendship?
Aww.
Wow. That's got to be Wit.
Wit.
No.
It's not. Are we going with Wit?
Yes.
Wow. I think Jeff's mom was wrong.
I would say that he is a person worthy of your friendship.
Oh,
that's really sweet, Mom.
That is sweet.
That's sweet, Susie.
Which mom said her son took t-shirts from the Goodwill when he was supposed to be doing community service?
Mm. Wow. It's also bold.
I'm going to go Brad.
That's correct.
Yeah.
It was me.
Brad did community service at the Goodwill in Westport, Connecticut, and then I'd be doing his laundry, and I'd see, like, these t-shirts, and I was like, where did this t-shirt come from? Because, oh, I took it when I was over there at the Goodwill. So I was like, okay, Brad, that's not the point. I said, you're doing community service, now you're stealing t-shirts.
She said the word stealing.
I mean, that's what it is.
Yeah, right.
They technically weren't the Goodwills yet.
Last question. Which mom knew her son was destined for fame?
Oh. Brad's mom.
Yeah, Jeff Karen.
When he told her his favorite part of baseball
That's me.
Was when everyone cheered for him.
Sorry, that one's me.
I asked him after the game what his favorite part of playing, you know, baseball was. And he said he liked it when everybody yelled, yay, Matt.
That was true.
Yay, Matt!
Yay, Matt! When you ran across home plate and everybody said, yay, Matt, I was like, hey, all right.
Maybe we could get you in unison to wish your beautiful mothers happy Mother's Day.
Yeah, we can do that. One, two, three.
Happy Mother's Day!